Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, this is Josh and the Homebrew Hombres, Liam Malone, Max Wessel, and Doug Banks.
Hey!
We make RPG from scratch. It's a podcast about making and playing your own tabletop role-playing games. So come listen to us work on the Scratch Dice system, an alternative to D&D and Pathfinder, and listen to our first campaign,
Echoes of the Star Crypt,
at nerdyshow.com and on your favorite podcast app.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the borough of Queens, in the city of New York, this is the Epic Podcast with your hosts, Nelson Lugo and Schaefer, the Dark Lord.
Hello, loyal listener. Welcome back to the Epic Podcast. This is episode 63, recorded in Studio 6C in Astoria, Queens. I am your host, Nelson Lugo.
And I am your other host, Schaefer the Dark Lord.
And we are back for another heaping helping of snarkasting goodness into your ear holes. Hello, Schaefer.
Hello, Nelson. It's so great to see you.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Why is that? It's already funny.
I don't know why. I have no idea why it's funny.
Yeah, it's been a while. We took last month off.
We took last month off, yes. I needed an emotional, mental health break, and now we're back.
Look, I have problems too. I just don't... You don't get to wear the damaged crown this month and be the guy who got to call it.
We can share it. It's not a mutually exclusive thing.
Look, I'm going to tell you what.
What's that?
We did call off the taping of last month's episode.
Yes, we did.
You did need a day.
I was not in a mood.
I did a freaking cartwheel when you
called. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because then I got out of a thing without having to get out of a thing. My favorite thing in the world is when plans that I don't want to attend, and I don't mean to lump our podcast.
No, go right ahead.
When plans that I have agreed to reluctantly get canceled when I don't have to do it. Like, I don't have to be involved at all. And then I get to feign my disappointment. Like, oh no, your boat christening got canceled because of the snow. That's horrible. And then I do cartwheels all over Astoria, Queens, because I got to stay home, be a loser again.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
So thank you.
You're welcome.
And if you were all... If you missed us last month, we would like to remind you that we did two episodes in June, so piss off.
Yes. So we're shooting for a shorter, tighter episode this month, because we have something special planned after the break. But I wanted to touch base with you because it's been a while since I've seen you in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So what you been up to, buddy?
Nothing really.
Hooray! Ask me,
Nelson. What have you been up to?
Too many things.
Okay. All right, hold on. I feel like I would like to revise my original response.
Yeah, all right.
All right, don't talk about your magic show that you're working on.
I'm not.
And I won't talk about my rap record that I'm working on.
Oh, well, this has been the Epic Podcast. I have been your host, Nelson Lugo.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba, Dark Lord. Yes, that's basically the end. Your joke is received and was quite funny.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. What were we going to say, though?
No, I was going to say, well, I just that's a thing that we constantly update everybody on.
Yeah.
That I'm working on a rap record. You're working on your magic storytelling show.
Sure.
And then we always go on and on about the process and how it is tedious,
yeah,
and all-consuming.
Sure, and horrible.
And comes with frequent episodes of just deep, passionate, unbridled self-loathing.
Yeah.
I'm making art and I hate myself.
Oh man. That's, yeah. That, you just hit the nail on the head on that.
I know, but we've been doing that episode for at least 3 of the 6 years we've been doing this.
Oh yeah, 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 without a doubt. Hands down.
What have you been doing that's rewarding? Not to say that your magic storytelling show won't be rewarding, but right now you're in the stage where it's not. Where it's toxic. Actually, you're beyond that stage.
Well, I mean, you know what, to talk about pop culture, you turned me on to an anime.
I did.
That I knew nothing about.
You're not really a big anime guy, are you?
No, I am, but I don't follow it. Basically, I get recommendations from people, and I'll have friends like, "Oh, you should watch this. You'll really like it." And then I watch it, and it turns out I more than often than not, I will really, really like it.
Yeah.
But you, of all people in the world, turned me on to this, which was Mob Psycho 100.
To be fair, I don't watch a lot of anime.
No, you do not.
I'm a very pedestrian anime viewer. Yes, I like to cure in Ghost in the Shell, and I've it's not even just my taste in anime. I'm a very basic kind of guy.
Yeah.
Former guest of the program, Lex the Lexicon Artist, recommended Mob Psycho.
Awesome.
And I went in with it going like, here's a thing that I've not heard of.
Sure.
I'm sure it will be great.
Yeah.
And it just wrecked me. It was so good.
I loved it.
And then I handed it off to you.
Yeah.
Dude. Watch this thing.
I totally watched it.
Tell us about Mob Psycho 100.
Well, Mob Psycho 100 follows the story of a young middle school kid by the name, his friends and family call him Mob for whatever reason. And it turns out he's a psychic in a world where psychics exist, or people with ESP or supernatural abilities, and turns out he is a really powerful one, probably the most powerful one.
And also known as Espers.
Espers in this world, yes. And as a young man, he gets very frightened by his abilities and turns to what he thinks is a psychic medium to help train him.
A mentor.
Yeah, a mentor.
A wise and powerful psychic. Yes.
Turns out he has zero ability, and he's just a golden-hearted, lovable, sort of curmudgeonly grifter.
He is a snake oil salesman.
And he's kind of like the heart of the show. He's really like the moral compass of the show, which I find really amazing.
Especially because you've spent several episodes finding out that this guy is a con man,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
And also spends the first several episodes just constantly calling the lead character an idiot.
Yeah.
This guy becomes the moral heart of the show.
Yeah. And turns out Mob is very, very terrified of his own abilities. And so he's learned to shut down his own emotions because he fears that if he gets emotional, he'll hurt the people that he loves. And so because of that, as a result, his power, or rather the most potent form of his power, manifests when he reaches 100% of whatever emotion he's feeling.
So you go every couple of episodes, you have this character Mob who is suppressing all these complicated feelings. He's very kind of quiet and meek. He doesn't want to cause any problems. He's incredibly powerful, and he's being kind of exploited left and right by people.
Yeah.
So he kind of just suppresses everything. And so every like 3 episodes or so, there's a clock. There's a progression.
Yeah. There's a percentage timer that ticks up.
Towards Mob's explosion. And then about every 3 episodes. Yeah. And then the explosions are spectacular.
I loved it.
It's so good.
It's funny. It's at times creepy. It's at times really intelligent.
Yeah,
and actually has some really wonderful things to say about the human condition and people's places in it, but it still leans in real heavy into like the comic book aspect of it, because there's like a nefarious like secret organization bent on world domination,
made up of a series of mini bosses.
Yeah, and so it leans in real heavy, but there's still a lot of really
wonderful, touching moments of humanity throughout the show. And every time Mob explodes, it's, and this is one of the things I was talking about earlier, like the cliche thing would be he explodes with anger, right? Because that would be the cliche comic book thing. Mm-hmm. But it's any emotion he's feeling. So if he's sad, he explodes into this 100% sadness Esper, or this 100% sort of like joyful Esper. And it's really wonderful. And I'm hoping there's a season two, because it ended on such a wonderful note, but still left it wide open for other things to happen.
There will be. It's always a series of books that are long beyond.
Oh, good.
That one.
Good.
There's a Netflix exclusive live action series, but I've also been told not to watch it. I avoided it. I watched the trailer for it after I finished the anime. I'm not going to watch that.
Did you watch the trailer and you just weren't impressed?
Oh, no. I'm not watching that. No.
I may watch it as a social experiment.
Okay.
I might watch it.
But it's great. Mob Psycho 100. That's a dual recommendation.
Yeah, that's the Epic Podcast seal of approval.
Your 14th best friends. 14th and 15th.
Aww.
Best friends.
Wait, which one is which?
Yeah,
I'm 14th.
You can be whichever one you want to be. You can do anything that you want to.
Okay, stop. I'm going to stop.
How do the lyrics go?
I don't know what you're singing.
No, I'm going to sing it to you.
What do you sing? Oh, the theme song, the Mob Psycho song. If nobody is special, then
everyone is not special. You can be anything that you want to be. And then the lyrics aren't in English anymore, so I can't sing them.
One, two, three, four, five.
You know, the four people who listen to this show, I'd say there's a pretty good chance like three of them have already long since seen Mob Psycho 100 and moved on.
Yeah, I read the books
and been like,
we're very late to the party.
This is great.
We're very late to the party.
Wow. Yeah. What other great discoveries did you guys come up with? Walking Dead, that show about zombies. Oh, I haven't heard a word about that. Please tell us, you ancient dicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, I could talk about the show, but I'll talk about the show.
That's basically all I've watched too.
Yeah.
I did play a video game. I have not completed a video game in ages.
I haven't
but
completed
I only
a video game in ages either.
Completed it while it was for work, and I don't really want to talk about what that last sentence meant. Let me just move beyond it and just
talk about
it. You played
a video game for work.
I played a video. Let's just
okay, we're going to move on. We're
going
to pretend that didn't happen.
I did play Far Cry 5.
Okay.
I've never played any of the Far Cry games.
Did you like it?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It became kind of tedious near the end because I had an obligation to play this game on the timeline. And so I felt like I was really feeling like I was a kid who had been caught smoking cigarettes, you know, and like locked in a basement. They're like, you smoke this carton of cigarettes and you never do that again. So I'd come home and I'd like just angrily sit down and be like, I got to go shoot a bunch of like religious zealots in rural Montana again. I just want to work on my sad rap record. And so I would come home and go on these like 8-hour jags, just fighting my way through.
Oh dear. Is it that long?
It's like a 30-hour game.
Okay.
But it is centered around a religious doomsday cult.
Sure.
In rural Montana, people that have like sheltered themselves off from the world, armed to the teeth. There's a charismatic leader, and he's got like his lieutenants, and you got to work your way through their regions, and you know everything you've ever done in a shooter, in an open world.
I feel like I've played that game.
You've played that
times.
Game. It's beautifully rendered.
I
believed that these people were dangerous. It was great. I mean, overall, I thought it was a really well executed game, and I had a lot of time playing. I had a lot of fun playing it. I had a lot of time playing it. That's
also true. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear this song that you've written about it.
I didn't say that.
I guess you'll bleep over that part.
No, I'm not going to. So I can tell the world that my friend Nelson Lugo is a spoil machine.
Well, I didn't realize that was a spoiler. Hey!
No, now I'm bleeping it.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You know what we could do instead of...
What's that?
I would just like to take just a brief pause here for a moment.
Okay.
And send a shout out to C. Muldrow.
I can't believe
Thank you.
She has long stopped listening to this show.
Well,
you do realize that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But because I like traditions.
Do you?
Yeah, that's why I'm mad at you that you still don't do the old intro to this show.
I don't think you like tradition so much as you like kicking dead horses.
Oh. That's the way you would characterize that. That's who you think I am. Do you even know who I am?
Oh, I know who you are.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You think you do?
I'll put fucking money on it. I know you better than you know yourself.
Shut up. All right. Wait, hold on here, Mr. Pants.
I'm sorry. Did you just call me Mr. Pants?
You keep living in the past, and I'm trying to push this forward.
Uh-huh.
I have a really indecent proposal for you.
Okay.
For $1 million.
Uh-huh.
That's a movie reference I like, that none of our listeners will get. It's a reference to the movie Indecent Proposal.
Yeah. No, I know.
Had Woody Harrelson in it.
Yeah. No, we're around.
I think Robert Redford, Demi Moore.
Yeah.
We have had moments throughout the history of this show where we have challenged one another to trivia contests.
Oh, I'm well aware.
I know.
You know, I'm well aware because I've won every single time.
I'm catching up the listeners who might just be jumping on board.
Oh, okay.
It's wrestling. You got to tell them.
Sure.
They're going to watch this show. They need to know everything that happened in the last 9 months.
Do the thing. Spoiler alert. I won all of them.
We've had a number of trivia challenges where we have we've had guests quiz us on a couple of things. We had Alan Kistler quiz us on Batman.
Yep, that was great.
We had Damian, MC Frontalot, quiz us on Star Wars.
That was great. I won that one too.
I am 0-2.
Yeah.
I have lost two trivia. I lost a Star Wars trivia contest against
you. Oh, I'm also counting the who won the wrestling matches.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Damn, we had that too.
Yeah.
Where we predicted.
Yeah, we predicted who would win a wrestling match just based on their intros. And I won that one as well.
Like, all right, to be fair, Alan Kistler is like a Batman archivist.
Sure.
His Batman questions were hard.
Those were hard.
There was like one correct answer in the whole thing, and you got it.
I think I got like 2-0, I think it was, out of like 30 questions.
I floundered on Star Wars, and then I squeaked by
with like, I think, like 2 or 3 more than you.
Yeah, the answer to one of the questions was David Lynch, and I didn't get it right. And that actually still keeps me awake at night. And then, of course, the wrestling one. Yeah, you called a bunch of wrestling matches based on entrances and did a better job than I did based on what I thought was academic understanding of how this
thing was your first mistake.
My first mistake goes back much longer. So here's what I challenge you to.
Oh, a challenge?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we should have another trivia challenge. And I think this time...
Oh, man, you're a glutton for punishment.
I need to have redemption.
Okay.
I would like to challenge you to a trivia contest.
Sure.
To see who knows most about their co-host.
Nice.
Is it you? Do you know the most about me?
I think
I do. Do I know the most about you?
You don't know me at all. You don't know me.
Similar stakes? That only means... A weird electroshock punishment for errors?
Yes.
We'll go into
obviously
those details in a minute.
The only way to play.
All right, tell you what then. We cannot, it would be too easy for us to just write our own questions because
that would be too easy.
We could go so deep cut about like all of the things that I've intentionally
and that
not
would,
told
and that
you
it would also be
years.
Boring for anybody to listen to.
Incredibly. So how about we bring in a couple of experts?
Okay.
And then I will slap you with my glove. It is on. Good sir.
Challenge accepted. Mon ami.
You're in?
I'm in. Let's do this.
Oh, good. Don't make me regret this.
Bring it on, fucker.
Folks, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a moment.
I do here. Ask myself at school like every day since my first year. No strut, kid, gut, and half of my friends suck. And asking out a girl, well, it's your funeral, good luck. I love the sympathy I got for a bummy. The only thing I care about, what people think of me. And then you throw on top of that, that everybody calls me fat. The only reason that I rap is so someone would give a crap.
thought I discovered a secret. They act like they all like you and you act like a big prick. And I'm the biggest and you know I get loud. Choke slam all the little kiddos like the main event of SmackDown. Principal's office was a good friend. Acting like they're out to get me even though I wrote my own end. Started maturing, realized what I was doing. Got a super nerdy crew and shared the things I was pursuing. When the anger's always brewing, may not know what you are losing. It's okay to be emotional, but take control. You gotta let it go. So wrong. See, you tried to hide her name into another damn song. Think of years past, man, she got the best of them. All the ladies that you done curb could make a list of them. About to go golf, feeling so cross. Took all of her stuff, all you took was a loss. Ever since the day she went astray, man, you just said goodbye to sweeter dreams. You feeling like you need to run. She knows all of your sex things. But that's the way that it goes. You wanna float through the breeze. You gotta take you some blows. You gotta stay on your toes. You gotta put up your dukes. Shelter from the truth bombs, but she dropping some nukes. And if you wanna keep up your force field, you won't see the difference from a heartbreak and a good deal. My advice, don't fantasize. Allow yourself to be surprised. Be a man in both your eyes. A work of art epitomized. Fight for love like blow for blow. And never say I told you so. You gotta let it, gotta let it, gotta let it.
Gotta let it go.
But it's okay, I'm going back to school. I thought about an MBA. I'm getting married and I love this girl with all my heart. She digs me also and respects my need to do my art. Yeah, we're talking family plans, but it scares me when I think about the changes that demands. No more shows and empty bars. I guess it's time to lead the charge. I'll hit the road but not that far. It's not the death of MC Lars. I used to be so cocky, posting nerdcore RIP. But now I'm in the Reddit sublet like remember me. We all want our 15 minutes. Had mine in my 20s, but refuse to say I'm finished. And now, I wanna move to Australia. Or maybe Stewart Island if our country ends in failure. Time to put the phone away and step outside and face the day. Cause everything will be okay, we'll sail away like Hemingway.
Gotta let it go. Gotta let it go. Gotta let it go.
Did you know that the Epic Podcast is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network? And did you know that the Nerdy Show Podcast Network is home to dozens of other programs that are also surely relevant to your nerdy interests? Oh, it's true. It's damn true. Swing by nerdyshow.com and see what treasures await you. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. At patreon.com/nerdyshow, you can fund the entire Nerdy Show Network and unlock a plethora of amazing bonus content and early releases. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and more, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and the Epic Podcast on all of your favorite social networks. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
Folks, we have two special guests on the program this month. Our first is a social worker specializing in geriatrics and a Michelin star pastry chef. She is also Nelson Lugo's partner. Please welcome to the program, Lisa.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming over on such short notice.
Oh, anytime.
And our second guest on the program this month is a burlesque impresario, producer of Rabbit Hole Productions, and a women's rights activist, and just so happens to be Schaefer the Dark Lord's partner. Ladies and gentlemen, Bunny Buxom.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Schaefer?
So this is the terrible idea we came up with. We figured that if we're going to post trivia questions to one another about one another, we should get the people who know us best. So Lisa and Bunny.
Ha, we know you best.
The good news and the bad news.
The two of you, again, on very short notice, over the course of the minutes it took to play that song at break, you were able to make it over here to the studio and prepare a list of questions to challenge the two of us into how well we know your partners.
Yeah, this is the ultimate best friend test as submitted by the people who know us best.
No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. None.
Oh my God, I'm so psyched for this.
And also for those of you who recall the previous Batman challenge and the Star Wars challenge, to make it a little more entertaining for you, as we go through these questions, each time one of us gets a question wrong, the other one of us gets to shock them with this very low-grade cattle prod called a tasapper. just to add some additional tension to this.
Yeah, I love how nervous you're getting, and this was your idea.
I never have good ideas.
That's not true, but okay, sorry. Thank I had you. Like a girlfriend mama bear moment just now, like, no, babe, aww, you're great.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to have a friendly voice here.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, no shade to you, Lugo.
So in the Star Wars, or especially in the Batman challenge, we both took a lot of shocks from this thing.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. So we're going to limit the questions to 10 questions apiece.
What? 10?
Yes. So it's a best out of 10. Now, on the off chance that there's a tie, there's also a tiebreaker question. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess, who wants to go first? Do we want to flip for it, or?
No, Bunny, you can go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Just to check in, how are you feeling about this, Lisa? Are you
calm, all right? Cool, and collected. I'm ready.
Excellent.
Holy shit. All right. Okay. So Bunny is going to ask me a Schaefer the Dark Lord question, and Lisa is going to ask Schaefer Nelson Lugo question.
Yes.
Okay. Hit me, Bunny.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Question one.
Nelson Lugotron.
That's me.
Question number one.
Question number one, yes.
Spell Schaefer's middle name.
Oh. Oh. Is it Alan? A-L-A-N?
Oh my God, correct!
Hey! All right.
I really thought you didn't know my middle name.
I did know your middle name.
Crap.
I thought if you did know it, you were going to spell it wrong.
That's actually more... That is more likely. Yeah. Hold on. Let's warm up.
You don't get to shock me because you got it right.
Oh.
I'm just handing it to you.
Yeah. Oh my God, that would be so intense. So many shocks.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's...
No.
Okay. I got real excited for a second there. Okay, Lisa, your turn.
Okay. Schaefer.
Okay.
What movie can Nelson turn to make him laugh and feel better when all else fails?
Oh my God. I don't even know if this is close to right.
This might be a hard one, actually.
I'm going to guess Young Frankenstein.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is The Imposters.
The Imposters. Stanley Tucci. Oliver Platt.
I didn't know that.
All right, here
all
we
right,
go.
All right, here we go.
Warm it up.
Ouch. Fuck.
Oh, God.
I mean, I know the movie. I just didn't know that that
all right,
was, that
Bunny.
Was.
Okay.
Hit me.
What is Schaefer's favorite non-alcoholic cold beverage?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Favorite non-alcoholic cold beverage?
Yes. Favorite non-alcoholic cold beverage.
I wasn't aware he drank anything that wasn't alcoholic.
Whoa. Shots
wait,
fired.
Wait. Cold beverage?
Cold beverage.
Shit. If it was a hot beverage, I would know this. Fuck. Coke Zero.
Oh my God, so wrong. The answer is milk.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
That's such a wholesome answer.
It is a wholesome answer.
I love milk. It's because it's the Iowa in me.
That's true. That's true. All right, Lisa, you're up.
Okay. Schaefer.
Oh God.
What is the article of clothing that Nelson finds most sexy on a woman?
Hold up. I just want to say that I was like, let's talk about sex questions. And Schaefer was like, no, because Nelson never wants to hear about that.
This isn't really a sex question.
All right. All right. Turns on, turns off. So whatever.
I'm going to go with socks.
You are right.
Yeah!
Good job.
Good one.
Here, that's for you.
Killing it.
Passing
amazing.
The baton. All right, Bunny.
Amazing.
Do your worst.
All right. Schaefer's favorite Star Wars film is Empire Strikes Back. What is his least favorite Star Wars film?
Oh, crapples.
Lots to choose from.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yeah.
No.
From like, are we talking like
Star Wars films?
Star Wars films.
All of them? Like even the
Star
even,
Wars films?
Okay. Oof. Okay. I'm gonna say Attack of the Clones.
Wrong.
Which is it?
Solo.
Fuck, I was gonna say Solo.
Yeah, that's why I kept saying all of them. Get your arms, everybody. Hold on.
Ah! Oh my God, I was gonna say Solo, but then that threw me off. It threw me off. That's not fair.
What? All is fair in this game.
That's probably gonna be an unpopular answer, but even though the prequels are terrible movies, they're all part of a larger story arc.
Shut up.
Solo didn't need to exist.
That is true.
That's true.
More questions than answers in Solo.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Question number three.
Okay. We're only up to three. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the good news, there's a bonus point built into this one.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
So I didn't do that.
What kind of animal was Nelson's first pet? And bonus point, if you can tell us the pet's name.
I'm going to go with it was a rabbit named Fluffy.
No, it was a dog.
God, no.
A dog named Duke.
Oh, fuck, I knew that, too! I read it, too!
Stick out your arm, buddy boy. Okay, buddy.
Alrighty. Name one band in which Schaefer played drums.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Bottle Dog.
Fuck!
Whoa.
There was also... Do I get a bonus point if I can get another one?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you know another one?
I can't. End of the World?
No, I was rapping that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'll take the one.
I'll take your head.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I'll take the 1 point, please.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Dang
one
it.
1 point.
I didn't think you would remember any of that nonsense because I knew you after that it was like a thing.
Yeah, you never shut up about the band, so it's kind of like burned into my brain.
Okay.
So far, it seems like you guys both kind of listen to each other more than you think.
There's gonna be this weird discovery.
Oh man,
that's not what I thought.
We're actually better friends than we think we are. Is that what we're learning here?
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
Okay. Okay. Name one of the two relatively common foods that Nelson won't eat.
One of the two relatively... I'm going to hate myself if I don't get this one.
Wait, what is it?
Did you say wait one?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Yes, no, that's accurate.
I'm going to say grapefruit is one of them.
No, he's not terribly fond of grapefruit, but it's not now.
Okay, that's actually me. I don't eat grapefruit.
Oh, God damn it.
You know what?
It's okay.
You know what? There's supposed to be two, so if you could get the other one, I'll give it to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that best friend love happening here.
Sauerkraut. I don't know.
It would have been either liver or eggplant.
Liver is not.
That's
a
why
common
we said
food.
Relatively common, as compared to other things. Like obviously, he wasn't going to eat.
I knew eggplant. I should have known. Okay. Eggplant. I don't like it.
Oh, it's
either.
Shocking time.
I don't like eggplant either. It's just a bad texture. It's so crazy.
I like liver and eggplant.
I fucking hate eggplant. God,
eggplant's delicious.
No, it isn't. You're wrong, and you're wrong for liking it.
Oh my God,
you do so love intense. Liver.
I love liver. Yeah, I make my own chopped liver. It's delicious.
More for you.
I know. More for me. All right.
Hit me.
Moving on.
Yes.
1 year for Christmas, you, Lugo, bought Schaefer a vinyl copy of the Beastie Boys' Check Your Head, his favorite record of his favorite band.
Mm-hmm.
What is his favorite song on that record?
Oh, shit. So what you want? No?
Wrong.
I did record a cover of So What
You
Want. That's not my favorite song.
God damn it. No, Paul's Boutique is its own album.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to hate myself. I'm going to hate myself. Which one is it?
There wasn't a music video for it or anything.
Professor Booty.
I would never have known that. Holy shit. Okay.
It's the song that's got MCA's epic... diss on MC Search from
Third Base,
yeah.
It's also about the word booty in the title.
Booty.
So many whack MCs, you get the TV Bozak.
Okay, you
never
I think
call out your name because you're so whack. So.
Yeah, that was great. I just wanted to check. So that sounded way more condescending than I meant.
So, what are we at right now?
That's what I was gonna do.
Yeah.
It is Schaefer 1, Lugo 2.
God
all right.
Damn it.
All right. Okay.
So we're about halfway
this is a serious
through.
Game.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's anybody's game.
Anybody's game, really.
Yeah.
All right. What you got, Lisa?
Okay. So if Nelson was a very young man, sort of starting over, there are two dream jobs that he thinks of that he might want to reconsider. If he was, let's say, 18, 22, something like that, starting over, making plans. One of them is being an architect. What is the other job that he entertains dreams of?
I feel like I'm going to give a really vague answer, and I don't know if this is going to be not specific enough, but a scientist?
Yeah. It's a good one, but no.
It's too vague, yeah.
It's too vague, but also that's not really where... That's not where... That's,
well, no. I mean, he's not wrong in the broadest sense, but it's...
A chemist? It's,
yeah,
more
no.
Specifically?
No, you're wrong. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. You want to say it?
No, I want to hear from Lisa. I'm done talking to you.
It's not at all a scientist. That's why I'm giving you the funny face. The answer is a special effects makeup artist.
Oh yeah.
He forgets what...
Okay, see, I feel like if you don't know the answers to your own question,
No, that's absolutely true.
He forgot that he hates eggplant.
That's true. I did forget for a second.
I pretty fundamental things.
I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but when I was a kid,
yeah,
the first thing that I ever knew, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everybody was like, I want to play for the Yankees. I want to be an astronaut. The first job that I ever knew that I wanted to have when I grew up is I wanted to be a special effects makeup artist.
Really?
Have I ever told you that?
No.
Whoa, we're so close now. What? Now you hurt me, Daddy.
Oh, dear. Okay.
God damn it.
I think we're learning we have a lot more in common than we ever really thought.
And our relationship is so healthy because we can only discover things about one another into microphones with pain involved.
Yes. All right, Bunny.
Alrighty.
Give me the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Give him a hard one.
I'm just going in order.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. As a baby,
yeah,
Schaefer was baptized under which denomination of Christianity?
Oh, fuck. I definitely told you this more than once.
It's not Roman Catholic. God, I don't know. What's the... Protestant?
That's not a specific enough denomination.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
That's everything Christian.
Yeah, all right, hold on.
Most things.
Presbyterian?
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But it's not right.
No.
Now what is it?
It's Lutheran, which I guess
he's
in the context
Iowa.
The answer
of
is Lutheranism.
It's Lutheran.
Oh, is that common knowledge?
Is what common knowledge?
That Iowa is Lutherans? I don't know
nothing. There's... Yeah.
I don't know nothing about no religions.
There's a lot of you know what? It's not a bad answer because there are a lot of Presbyterians, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Okay. Ah, mother!
My grandfather was a Lutheran minister.
Oh. Ooh. That's new information.
That's not... You've heard that before.
Not from you.
No. Yes, you have.
No.
Yes, you
have. I just want to point out that... during the 3-minute song break that we took and we were deciding on the layout of this super fun game, yeah. Nelson said, oh, the zapper doesn't hurt at all.
It stung a little bit.
Yeah.
It stung a little bit. Yeah.
It's a cumulative effect.
It's yes, exactly.
Yeah,
it's cumulative.
Effect.
That was...
Okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Give him a real hard one.
So, as you know, in the past year or two, Nelson has really fallen in love with DJing. Who was the artist profiled on 24 Karat Magic who inspired him to see music in a different way and get really excited about becoming a DJ?
I'm going to be so disappointed if I get this wrong. But I don't think I'm going to. I would like to go with Bruno Mars for that one.
You are correct!
Yay! Yeah!
You gave him way too much information on that one.
No.
Shut up.
Yay!
Oh, go ahead, blame me.
That was
blame me.
No.
My
that was,
fault.
That was way too easy a question.
Listen. It is now 2-2.
You got
2-2. 2-2. That's good.
You got it.
All right, Bunny.
Softballs there too.
Give me one. Right okay. In my face hole.
Oh, God. Schaefer has an older brother. What's his name?
Oh, honey, you're bad.
Oh, God.
It's bad.
This is bad.
It's bad. Okay, deep breath.
This is bad. This is really bad.
Close your eyes.
Okay. You've never met him.
Take a deep breath.
Don't either have I, but I know his name.
You know it.
That's right.
I believe.
Alan?
That's his middle name, you dip.
Oh,
You're so proud that you got that answer right that you're going to use it
again. Yeah.
Just go in there. It's like,
it's like a Trivial Pursuit. I got Spiro Agnew right once, yeah. And that's my answer to basically everything
no,
now.
No.
Do you think like his name, like my mom was like, his name will be Alan Mark.
Shit. I don't know your brother's name. I'm sorry.
No. You've probably heard it before.
I have, like many, many times. What is it?
Todd.
Oh, God, I never would have gotten that. Ah,
oh,
mother
got that.
Scratcher.
Ooh.
Nice. Yes. All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh, gosh.
Number 7. Name one magic prop or trick that Nelson has been coveting for years.
The Indian rope trick.
No, we would have accepted either the spirit bell.
Okay.
Or a Death Star that could be used in the place of a vanishing ball.
I knew that.
Oh, I knew that too.
Yeah.
And for the record, the Indian rope trick is a myth.
Wow! That was so much harsh information. I just got shocked and it's not real?
It's not real.
Oh.
Wait, what do you...
I only know that name because I asked you when I was doing research for a song about magic that I did with Cool Z. I was like, what's a really good, like, legendary hard trick that I could reference there?
No, that's not what you asked me. You asked me, what's a really legendary hard trick?
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, there's the impossible Indian rope trick. And the reason why it's impossible is because no one's ever done it.
Wait, so what's the thing that you do with the ropes? That's nothing in the rope trick?
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no.
What is that?
That's like two different magicians who've been mashed up with my own sort of special sauce on it.
I have been thinking that was the Indian rope trick the entire time.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
No. It was a rope trick first invented by a man named George Sands. And then there was a guy who iterated on it by the name of Jeff Sheridan. And then I got it. And so there's now my sort of like spin on it.
Well, what's awesome about that in particular was me thinking that trick was the Indian rope trick.
Uh-huh.
Worked with Schaefer's lyrics because you often open your show with that. And that's your lyrics.
That,
I open with the
Indian
rope. That's
meta.
Trick. Yeah, it is.
That's really
is.
Meta.
Yeah. Oh, I never realized it.
Yeah, neither did I. I never got there.
Do you still call your rope trick, do you still call it the emo rope trick?
No.
You did call it that years
no,
ago.
No, I never.
When
I,
you first said it to the French song.
I never called it the emo rope trick seriously. Like, it was always, like, I called it that as a joke.
Okay.
But I never called it that seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. I called it the emo rope trick because I started doing it that way when I was really, really, really sad.
Yeah. When you started, I remember with like the first time you ever did it to the French song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, now I call it the Sand Lake Rope Routine.
Okay.
The Sand Lake Rope Routine?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, this is not an on-the-air conversation.
All right, wait, whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hit me.
Number eight.
The outro music of the Epic Podcast, the show we are currently doing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Was created by Dave Famous.
Okay.
Before this instrumental...
Have some more wine.
Shut up, Lugo! Before this instrumental found its home here, Schaefer wrote lyrics to it for a song that he never finished. What was the title of that unfinished song?
Oh my God, I know this. It was a dumb title.
Yeah, because
I
played a demo version of it on an episode once.
Yeah. It was a really, really like as dumb as Boo, I'm a Ghost. Like, it was like that.
Whoa.
No, I mean, but like... not the song. I mean, like, the title was, like, on the nose like that.
Yeah,
it was like...
You're right.
Oh, God, was it? Like,
you're almost there. Keep chasing it.
Fuck you? No. God damn, I already answered. But it's like that. It's like, fuck you or punch in the face or some, like, on the nose title.
I kind of feel like you should tell him what the answer is.
The title is, or was, I Am Going to Kill You.
Yeah, that was... fuck yeah. I mean,
and in my head, it's still not the Epic Podcast theme song. In my head, it's still I Am Going to Kill You. Every time we play it at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Funny, what's our score?
We are still 2-2.
Still 2-2.
Ooh,
and
tired.
We are about to have our second
We're going into the final round here.
Yeah.
Wait, where are we at?
I just did 8. Now Lisa's about to do her 8.
About to do
and
eight.
Now I'm starting to think, oh crap, what was my bonus question?
Oof. We'll okay, we got we'll time. We got time.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, number 8.
Okay.
There is one household chore that Nelson absolutely despises. Can you name that chore?
I'm going to go with dusting because of his allergies.
That's good. That's a good guess.
But
that's a good guess.
It does not rise to the level of despising.
It better not be the thing that I thought it was going to be. You know, can I take a second guess? And if I'm right, I still lose.
Sure.
Sure.
Because my first thing I was going to say was washing windows.
No.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. It is washing utensils. He has no problem with washing plates or cups or anything else, but just utensils. So for years, his workaround was only disposable utensils.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
Plastic forks, plastic spoons, plastic knives, yeah. Because I'm an adult. I don't want to wash a fucking fork. I don't have to.
You're an adult. You should wash a fucking fork.
Okay.
Look, especially since your partner is a Michelin star chef.
Boom! I'm a vein.
I feel like I smell burnt hair.
Somebody, actually, yeah, smell.
Is somebody frying bologna?
Yeah,
That one got a little...
Oof. All right, Bunny.
Threw a little bit of spark.
give me the good stuff.
Oh,
give it to me.
This question is, I think it's funny, but okay. what antidepressant did Schaefer spend most of 2017 weaning himself off of?
Oh shit! No, it wasn't Lexapro. It was shit. Zoloft.
No, that's mine.
Fuck! Fuck! What was it?
Cymbalta.
Cymbalta!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, mother scratcher. Jesus.
Cymbalta includes so the word choices. Symbol, which is appropriate because it makes you crash.
Sad and
true. I don't want to laugh at that one.
I said, I mean, I think it's kind of funny because now that we're past it, right?
Yeah.
I don't, okay. Aww. Yeah.
All right.
It'll be fun when I have to wean myself off of Zoloft.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Cool.
Okay, number 9. What genre of TV show was Nelson obsessed with as a kid?
Oh, you know this.
Hey, stop talking.
I feel like there's such an obvious answer, and it seems like it's too obvious to be right.
You should see his expression.
Come on, you got this, buddy.
Hey, stop!
I'm rooting for you.
You're rooting. You're trying to trick me.
Seriously?
No. I think you are. That. I think you got it. Follow your instincts.
Superheroes.
No.
Is it police drama?
No.
Is it mystery?
No. Cooking shows. He was obsessed with cooking shows.
What the shit?
Public television cooking shows.
This is such an educational episode.
Yes.
Julia Child, Justin Wilson, The Frugal Gourmet. Hey,
what?
I love The Frugal Gourmet.
Yan can cook.
Me too.
Okay. Fuck you. Punk.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Maybe we should. Okay.
Okay. Maybe you guys should have coffee sometime. Talk it out.
We should hang out. Just like get to know each other.
Yeah. You know, just, catching up. How you okay. been?
This is question number 10.
Okay.
And so basically, you guys are still tied.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get this one, and if Schaefer doesn't get Lisa's next one, then mm-hmm. we have sudden death.
Sudden death.
Okay. I got really dark at the end of these questions. Schaefer has been haunted by the same reoccurring nightmare for over 20 years. What happens in that nightmare?
Oh my God, I know this.
Yeah.
Shitballs. Fuck, I don't know.
Good question.
It's the you're flying and dropping.
Wow, that's so wrong.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
He has to dispose of a body.
Fucking! I knew that. Oh shit, mother!
It's not Daisy Pusher. You don't really have to dig very deep to find the imposter syndrome hiding in that recurring nightmare.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, it's been like over 20 years.
Okay.
I have it like once a month or once every other month.
Give me that. Sorry.
Okay, Schaefer.
Okay.
So, as you know, a few years ago, Nelson wrote a steampunk graphic novel for young adults. There are two lead characters.
Buck my heart.
Don't worry, we're being nice. You only need to name one of the two.
Deep cut. That's so deep cut.
I like read this thing and gave you notes on it too.
Yeah, many times. Many times.
I feel like this is a good time to say Cymbalta has some long-lasting effects on memory.
Memory loss.
Memory loss.
Sure, memory loss, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You could do it.
I know that the lead character was female and her sidekick was a robot.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Was her name Molly?
No.
No.
Fuck. What was it?
You're not so far. If
you're not that far.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, not that far. Though.
It was Dr. Cornelius T. Congo, Cornelia T. Congo, and her bodyguard, Mabel.
I wouldn't have gotten that. The closest I would have gotten to that would have been if I had said Dr. Congo. Congo is the only word of that that rings a bell now.
That was
so
close.
And
boop.
Oh! Aww. So we're 2-2
You guys are
2-2
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have to give you a second?
Do you want to give you like a second to come up with another question for me?
I think so. Do you have a sudden death prepared?
It's kind of an easy one.
Give it to him.
All right. What, I'm kind of stealing one of your questions here, which is funny.
Yeah.
What was the name of Schaefer's first pet?
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Fluffy?
Crowbar.
I didn't know that.
What kind of animal is Crowbar?
Motherfucker.
He was a big kind of mutt dog that my family had.
Cute.
For future reference, a really easy way to remember that is, you know, the first your first pet's name and the first street you lived on's name. Schaefer's stripper name apparently is Crowbar Nottaway.
Ooh.
Which is
That's
really
awesome.
Good.
That's pretty good actually.
So
not gonna lie.
I can't believe you remembered Nottaway.
Well, I love you.
Aww.
More than Lugo apparently.
Bunny would get more than a 3 out of 10.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay, well we'll see.
Okay, well here we go. Okay.
Yeah. Schaefer's not gonna get this one.
Ye of little faith. What is Nelson's favorite sandwich?
I'm going to take a bold guess here and go with the Monte Cristo.
I told you he'd know it!
I can't believe that!
Well, he guessed well.
I knew for some reason. There are a lot of sandwiches in the world. I knew there was a reason to say Monte Cristo, and it was the jelly and the powdered sugar.
Yeah, more is more.
Oh, my God.
That fucking jelly powdered sugar is fucking delicious.
Please welcome your new friendship.
Hey!
Champion Schaefer T. Darko.
Well played.
I won a trivia contest. Schaefer, now that you won the Best Friend Trivia Challenge, what are you going to do next?
Hold it over your head forever. Use this for ammunition for all future fights.
So what have you guys learned about each other?
That we're not actually best friends, and we pretend that we love each other, apparently.
Hey, Nelson, do you know what day you went to the hospital ahead of you getting your cancer diagnosis? I do. It was March 1st, 2013.
Whoa.
Oh.
Bonus question. Why does Schaefer have therapy?
Yeah, this, like, I should have suspected something, basically doing a trivia contest with a guy who keeps a daily diary that he's been putting into for the past 25 years.
Oh, yeah, 20. He keeps track of my menstrual cycle for me.
That's very impressive. Yeah. Congratulations, Schaefer. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Well fought. Well,
yes.
Awesome. Well
good
fought.
Good job, Lisa. Yes, let's shake hands, too. Yes. Oh, yeah. Good job.
And you were both absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for all of your work. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for coming here.
Thank you for putting all that hard work
like
into
it. I would like to thank you individually. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us on the podcast
this
month.
Thank you. This was fun.
And Bunny, you're a hard question asker. I applaud you. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Once again, we would like to thank Lisa and Bunny Buxom for being our guests on the program this month.
And I would like to thank them for putting up with our shitty shenanigans for as long as they have.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about them putting up with our shitty shenanigans for the last hour. It's been years.
It's been, yeah.
If you would like to make a charitable donation for either of these saints and all the noble work that they do, please send us an email at epicpiecast@gmail.com.
That's epicpiecast@gmail.com.
Anyway, good show, my good man.
Yes, my fellow podcaster, whom I barely know now, I guess.
I never knew that about the cooking show. Actually, now that it's sinking in, these things that I thought I didn't know are kind of...
I should have known about the dream, seriously. I should have known about the dream.
Okay.
So what do you got coming up, Schaefer?
Oh, are you signaling to me that it's plugs time?
It is plugs time. I'll go first. So this September 5th and 6th, 11th and 12th, I will be premiering Cheating Death, Magic, Memoirs and Mortality at the Tank Theater at 7 p.m. You can go to nelsonlugo.com or thetanknyc.com to get dates, information, and to purchase tickets if you are in New York City. As far as I know, these are the only four performances of this show that will happen this year. I'm planning on doing them again, but in the foreseeable future, this is it. So if you want to see it, these are it. These are your four chances.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing a lot in September. Because in October, I'm going to be on tour almost all month.
Yeah.
With my friends MC Lars.
What's that called? The Mount Rushmore thing?
It's got like a few different names. It's that Mount Rushmore graphic. Yeah. I believe Frontalot has started calling it Mount Nerdcore.
That's pretty good.
But I will be touring throughout the Southwest and the West and part of the Plain States with MC Lars, MC Frontalot, and Megaran. Same tour we did last fall, but now with the other half of the country.
Sure.
I don't want to get into boring you with all the details of the dates yet. We'll do that next month when I'm really trying to push this thing. But if you would like to find out if we're coming to your city and purchase advance tickets, please swing on over to nerdcoretour.com and you will get all the details. But I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. Until then, I am going to be racing through the completion of this latest record with Vince Vandal.
Nice.
And gearing up for Saturday, September 22nd, where I'm going to celebrate Bunny Buxom's birthday.
Bum, ba-da-da, bum, 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 bum. Happy
and
birthday.
That's it. October, I'll be doing everything. In September, I'm just like dotting I's and crossing T's and doing birthday cakes and not playing Far Cry and not watching Mob Psycho. I'm probably going to watch Mob Psycho 100 again.
I'm probably going to watch it again too.
And just kicking the shit out of every moment that life hands me, because that's what I do, you son of a bitch.
Oh my god, you win one trivia contest and all of a sudden your ego can't fit in the door anymore.
I understand what
I've been feeling all these years.
Athletes must feel that thrill, the intoxicating adrenaline rush of victory.
Yeah, I don't want to look.
It makes me young.
Savor this win. Just know that in trivia contest land, it's still 3-1.
Okay, that's fair. Do you want to, because of that, do you want to give me one for the road?
No. Yes, I do.
Here.
I always do.
Okay. You get that just because I
Atomic battery power. This has been the Epic Podcast, episode 63. I have been your host, Nelson Lugo.
I have been your other host, Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Be safe, internets.
Bye. I won.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Thank you for listening to the Epic Podcast. We'd love to listen to you, too. So send us your feedback, questions, love mail, hate mail, recipes, and fan fiction to epicpodcast@gmail.com. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. If you like what you've heard, please rate and review us on iTunes. Like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and more, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and the Epic Podcast on all of your favorite social networks. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to the Epic Podcast, and we are here recording live in Astoria in a beautiful... Blah, 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 blah. How does this go again?
What do you mean? Don't ask me how it goes. It had a script for like 3 or 4 years. You did the same thing every time, and ever since we took that episode 50 break, you've like just meandered around in it all the time. So don't ask me how it goes, because I will tell you how it originally went.
That doesn't ring any bells, so I'm just going to try it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the beautiful and spacious Studio 6 in Astoria.
You are tuning in to the Epic Podcast.
Stop it.
Broadcast.
You can start it. Okay, here we go.
All right.
But anyway, we just recorded our stinger, so congrats.
Congrats. That was easy. Hello, loyal listener. Welcome back to the Epic Podcast, episode 63, recorded in Studio 6C in beautiful Astoria, Queens.
Okay, did you say episode 6C, recorded in Studio 6C?
No. I said 63.
Yeah, but you also said recorded. So let's give that
Wait,
one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of feel like this should
recorded?
We have an episode like that where we didn't edit, we just kept this for like 10 minutes.
All right, here we go.
It would have been funnier if it wasn't real.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.